Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello there and welcome to another Eurogamer newscast, and this week we're talking about the Xbox Partner Preview Showcase, which took place last night as we record this, and included looks at a bunch of upcoming games from all sorts of developers, big and small, coming to Xbox and PC over the next few months. Joining me to talk about everything that was shown, it's Eurogamer's news team. We've got Ed Nightingale.
Hello.
Victoria Kennedy.
Hello.
Liv Nahn.
Hello.
And I'm Tom Phillips. Yeah, if you were watching last night, we got 11, I think, fun trailers for stuff coming to Xbox, but not made by Xbox. So this isn't stuff like Fable and Forza. This is big third-party series and then a little sprinkling of indies on top. And a few things, of course, coming to Xbox Game Pass on day one. First up, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, a game all about being a mob person and other sort of stuff associated with that. But that's not what we got in the trailer last night, right, Liv?
No, we got a whole different side to the mob life, which is Animal Crossing, apparently. You have a deserted island that you go to, and you make furniture and you gather materials and you go fishing and catch bugs, and then you can design the whole island. It's essentially Animal Crossing, and it looks really good.
Yeah, that's a mob life I could get on board with.
Also, though, people do turn up to your island and you do still need to punch them every so often.
Yes. Think people, including, I guess, local gangs and what looks like a bunch of guys who are construction workers, and also wildlife.
Yeah, wild boars at one point. Yeah. Just a group of wild boars turn up, and the trailer certainly suggests that you're going to have to punch them as well.
Beat some sense into them is what it says.
Does my Like a Dragon / Yakuza knowledge is not the greatest in the world, but have you had to punch animals in the past or just people?
I don't recall there being...
Was there not a tiger?
Has there been a tiger? There could have been.
I just made this up.
There is a person like whose name is like Tiger. But I don't think that... From the ones that I've played through so far anyway, I haven't had to beat up an animal.
How do you punch a wild boar? I mean, with your fists, obviously, but... I don't know. Is that a good way of dealing with a wild boar problem?
Just punch it on the nose, straight on the snout.
Is that, I thought that was sharks.
Do? That's sharks. You punch them on the nose, and it like dazes them or something.
Aww.
If you can get enough momentum behind your arm while you're underwater. If you're Lara Croft, basically.
Speaking of, I do appreciate that you go to the island riding a dolphin.
Yes.
Yes.
Like that is transportation. Oh, that looks...
I feel like it's sort of almost building a hotel on a tropical island. I want to, like, relive White Lotus in Like a Dragon.
Can you imagine if Stifler's mum turns up? I can't actually remember. Jennifer Coolidge, that's her name.
He reminded me of Lost with the wild boars coming out of the jungle and attacking the town. Although in that, I think they got shot.
Maybe you have to, like, build a pit to sort of trap them. I think we're fixating too much on the boar because the rest of it is great. But
you can tile your floors and pole. What do you call it? You catch fish by harpooning them. Yeah.
In all seriousness, though, I do feel like that is a natural extension of the mini games from like a dragon. Like, they always seem to be the more interesting bits of the games. I haven't played enough of them, but it always seems that people are super excited about the mini games. So I can see why they have focused on that and come up with an entire new, almost game in a game, because that's very much what they're known for.
Do you think there's going to be like a tropical twist on karaoke, so they'll sing like Club Tropicana?
There is a bit in the trailer where Ichiban is playing a guitar around a little like bonfire on the beach at nighttime, and everyone's having a nice little get together, sing along.
I hope that's then a minigame within the new game minigame. Could be. Tropical beats, some calypso backing music. Yes.
Who needs KK Slider?
I also love the kind of influence of Animal Crossing, but also all the different farming sims, because it feels like that now has become the expansion or the mini game to include. Final Fantasy 14 had its Island Sanctuary mode that it put in. Eastwood is getting an expansion, which is a farming sim mode. It feels like it's just the obvious thing to do because those modes are so popular nowadays.
Yeah. And I'm very, very fond of them, so I'm quite excited by this one. I'm actually probably more excited for the little... what's the actual island called? It's
Dondoko.
Dondoko. I'm more excited about Dondoko Island than I'm actually about the main game, because I just think that looks so pretty. Like, I still think the game itself looks really, really lovely, and seeing this different setting for Ichiban, but I love the look of the island.
I think it's great. Fewer hostesses, more farming and kumbaya or campfires. It's a good direction.
It's what the people want.
Right, next up we got Ikaro Will Not Die, which is a fast-paced looking free-runnery sci-fi title. It's from Future Lab, which you may know from the Power Wash Simulator brilliance that is one of my favorite games. I think a few of our favorite games. Liv, you played a lot of Power Wash, haven't you?
This is
not Power Wash. This is more of a spiritual successor to the Velocity series that they did. It looked fun.
I think this looks really cool.
Yeah.
I played Velocity. I feel like it came out on the Switch. I think I played it on Switch rather than PlayStation, but I think it's really cool, and I actually quite like a sort of arcadey shootery type experience. So I think this looks very cool. If they can get the movement right in it, I think it could be really fun.
I've not actually played the Velocity. I had only heard of Future Lab because of Power Wash, but I still think this looks really good. But I was quite surprised when it's like from Power Wash developer, and I was like, what? Really?
Velocity was one of the earliest PS Vita indie games, I think. So it kind of picked up traction from that, but then not that many people got a Vita, so it ended up being released elsewhere as well.
Yeah, I thought it looked really good. I like that sort of neon-y look aesthetic.
And if you want more Power Wash, it sounds like there's going to be plenty more Power Wash stuff coming over the next couple of years, just in Power Wash as they continue to expand that. So it's cool to see them doing something different. Next up was Still Wakes the Deep, which is the oil rig game from the people who made Everyone's Gone to the Rapture. And this is something that I saw at Gamescom and just ran out of time to write about, which was really annoying because it was really, really good looking. It's incredibly Scottish, which I don't think you get from this trailer, but it's set just off the coast of Scotland in the North Sea. It's the typical horror thing. They drill a bit too deep. They find something.
A bad dog.
It's the Mines of Moria, but in like a really struggling Scottish oil rig. The accents in it are incredible. They are the most Scottish game I think I've ever seen. They even said to me at Gamescom that there will be subtitles for people who do not understand the Scottish accents, because they're speaking in English, but it's not even just English with a Scottish accent. It's really strong Scottish slang. And, they're insulting each other, and you're sort of like, I understand what they're saying, but I don't really understand what they're saying.
I'm going to say it's not slang, it's a dialect.
That's the right word for it, yeah. Yeah. So I muted myself because I was just about to sneeze and then I started talking again while I'm muted, which is stupid. Yeah, it's kind of a period piece. It's set in the 1970s, so no modern day technology. It's got that kind of slightly dated vibe to the technology. Well, very dated. It's the 70s. No mobile phones. You feel very isolated out there on the rig. And the trailer we saw last night starts to show, like, because it's set in first person, like everyone's gone to the Rapture, you having to run and escape this thing that's seemingly chasing you around, and it's across all of these sort of rusted gantries and bits of broken, like, walkway that have come away because something's happened. Yeah, it scared the crap out of me. We watched kind of an extended version of this trailer in a dark room, and everyone at the end was like, "Whoa!" Very atmospheric. Really looking forward to it.
So, like, in the gameplay section, like, does it sway like you're on the oil rig?
Yeah, I think so. It made me think this is a game that would look great in VR.
Well, okay, maybe that was a bit exaggerated.
Oil rigs shouldn't sway, but they do happen.
They do rock a little bit.
So you're very much like running across bits of floor as they fall away into the sea, and suspended walkways which are now swinging. Of course, it's like really rough, terrible conditions, and yeah, it's really cool.
I only watched about half the trailer because I thought this looks awesome and I sort of don't want anything else spoiled from it, just because I even from half of it, I got a glimpse of, okay, I can tell this looks really cool, really atmospheric. It looks absolutely terrifying, which I appreciate that it's not another horror game in the dark. It's a horror game in the light, but it still looks really scary with, like you say, all the precarious platforms and stuff. So I definitely want to play that, but I don't want to know anything else about it. Like, I will happily play it. I don't need to watch any more trailers.
Tell you what, after we all play that, we should then go off to Dondoko and have, like, nice sea, the wet, wild, grey North Sea.
That's the end of the game. You solve whatever the horrible thing is in Still Wakes the Deep, and then the dolphins turn up and we jump on their backs and ride off into
maybe
the
it's just a
sunset.
Dolphin that's been misunderstood and you can heal it and then it takes you to a new life
where you punch a boar.
But they're just boars that have been misunderstood, and after you punch them you go off to
Robocop Rogue City.
What a segue. I was a bit too young for RoboCop. It was never something that I really knew much about growing up. I don't know if any of you are RoboCop fans.
My brothers were, so I have, like, secondary knowledge of it. I was too young to actually be fully invested in that particular franchise, but my brothers really enjoyed it, so I think they'll be quite excited about this one. And I know, has Taps played this one, didn't he? And he quite liked or saw this one. Chris Tapsell.
Wasn't there a RoboCop game quite recently that was not very good? Am I imagining that?
I mean, that sounds potentially likely. Oh no, was there not that one? Oh no, there was Blade Runner I'm thinking of. That is a little bit of a disappointment.
It definitely looks pretty authentic to the films. Not that I don't think I've actually ever watched a RoboCop film from start to finish. Are there more than one? I don't know. It definitely looks authentic to that. Like, I mean, it's RoboCop, it's immediately identifiable. Mm. Other than that, it's just a shooting game.
Your face said, you said that.
There were three RoboCop films and then a remake. People who know about RoboCop, which is clearly not us, say that this looks like the RoboCop game they've been waiting for. So I'm very happy for them for that.
Yes.
Dungeons of Hinterberg, a game that has a lot of excitement around it. Again, we kind of got a look at a different part of the game to, I think, what people had seen previously. Anyone here looking forward to this?
I played it at Gamescom.
Yes, you did.
I did. After Chris already wrote about it. I'm really excited for this. It's basically Austrian Zelda. So you go off into the mountains and explore dungeons, and you have magical powers, which is what we got to play at Gamescom, which was very much focused on the dungeon aspect. We got about 20 minutes, so it wasn't quite long enough to finish it. Combat is okay. I think the puzzle solving will be fun. It's got this sort of graphic novel style of visuals, which I think, I'm not sure if it quite comes across well in trailers, but in motion, when you actually play it, it does look really good. I feel like it has the sort of dreamlike quality a little bit. But then there is this social resort side of things. So in the mountains, there is this town you can go around and you can chat with people and you have relationships with them, which are friendships more than anything else. And there's this sort of, I guess, social simmy kind of side to it. So they showed a bit more of that in this trailer. But it's the dungeons, to be honest, that I'm most interested in.
I really like the look at this one. I love that kind of, as you said, that sort of graphic art style that they have and the colours. I think it looks really lovely. And, you know, as you said, it's like Zelda, but for your Swedish, you didn't say Austrian, that's it.
Austrian.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very Zelda-y. It's like, use a bomb to blow up some rocks and use a Minecraft and a mine cart and pull some levers and switches and put a block on a switch and, like, yeah, very typically Zelda-y kind of puzzles, but in a very different setting.
And you can now make friends with people, which you can't do in Zelda, really.
Link doesn't really talk.
It's sort of, it kind of, I mean, in terms of Zelda, in that sense, it sort of reminds me a bit of Majora's Mask, that there is this kind of central town and all these people that you go and interact with. It doesn't quite have the same mechanics, but it gives me a little bit of that kind of vibe.
Yeah. I'm going to watch the trailer again.
But there's no massive moon. There's no massive moon.
No, the world is not ending. As far as I can tell.
Nice. Definitely one to keep an eye on. And coming to Game Pass on day Spirit of the North 2 was up next, which is a cute game about a fox, and I'm immediately very worried for the fox's well-being. Feels like the kind of game that's going to play on your fears for this cute little animal.
Jordan, it reminded me of The Animals of Farthing Wood, which I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
Oh. As soon as I saw like the cover of the trailer, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like them. And I love that. Although that's surprisingly dark. I actually read that to my kids again recently and it was all.
Yep, it really is.
A lot of animals die in horrible ways.
Yes.
This is Spirit of the North 2, so presumably it's the same fox. So we can assume that it will live.
Hopefully. I hope so.
Oh.
Oh no, apparently Matt says it's a new lead fox in his roundup from yesterday.
Oh.
Well, is that a spoiler for Spirit of the North 1? Who knows? Okay. I actually don't know.
Sorry. Spoilers. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Kin or his child. Fox 1 is just enjoying a nice retirement in the woods.
Let's go with that.
The woods up in the sky.
Grandpa yes. Fox has gone to the big woods in the sky where he gets to run around and roam freely. Don't worry.
Now he is a spirit of the north. Wow, Victoria.
That was a really unfortunate time to take a massive gulp of tea and it nearly came out my nose. It didn't.
Ed was about to make you into a spirit of the north there.
Oh my goodness me. Yeah, he did. I need a strong spirit after that. There you go. Up north, where I am. Right. No jokes while I'm drinking.
Noted.
This took a dark turn. let's move on to Metal Gear Solid Green Triangle. Or Delta. Yeah, or however you want to say it. Snake Eater.
I think we should just call it Green Triangle from now on. Delta.
I like that. It's a good-looking Metal Gear Solid game. It's also the best quality street in the tin. We got a look at the first in-game footage last night, including a little bit of gameplay. It looks all right. It looks all right. However, the internet has mixed feelings about the design of Snake. Isn't that right, Ed?
The internet being me. Well, not to be honest, not just Snake, but the graphics overall. I'm really excited about this. I really like Snake Eater. I'm really excited to play a new version of it and have a remake. They are going for a very hyper-realistic style. And on a technical level, I think it looks great. I think there's all these extra details and textures and lighting, and there's a very cute little frog swimming through the water. So there are some really nice details in it. It just doesn't quite look like Snake Eater to me. I think the original games have a very specific aesthetic that is kind of only really a step on from anime in some ways, with quite angular looking character designs, and it has this kind of golden hue to everything in Snake Eater, which gives it this sort of 60s Cold War-y kind of vibe. And it's like they've got rid of all that and just made a really realistic but quite generic looking jungle stealth game, which just doesn't quite feel like Snake Eater to me. And Snake's design just doesn't really look like Snake to me. I appreciate he's younger in this game and the graphics are better, so he's not going to look as angular and polygony, but he's just got this sort of floppy boy band haircut and just looks a bit like basic white boy, and that's not what I think of a Snake. So
do you think the remake then will appeal more to people who haven't played Metal Gears before?
I think so. And I appreciate that, you know, this week the collection has come out, which has the original. So if you want to go and play that, you can. And I'm sure that will keep older fans happy. This new one...
Not at 720p, I guess, but yeah.
Well, exactly. I don't know if this new one is going to be the start of a whole series of remakes, and they're starting from chronologically the first one. So are we going to end up with all of them in this kind of style, or will there be a backlash to this afterwards? I don't know. The internet, as you said, Tom, is quite mixed. There are some people who are like, this looks amazing, and some people who say, this doesn't quite feel like Metal Gear. So it does feel quite mixed. I, unfortunately, am in the latter camp.
He's got a bit of boy band floppy hair, doesn't he? It reminds me a bit of Leon from Resi.
Exactly. But Leon's always been a bit of a floppy-haired boy band kind of character.
Yeah. Nice jacket.
I will say it's a good get for Xbox to get this as well, because it is... I think Metal Gear is typically associated with PlayStation quite a lot. So it's a good get from Microsoft to have this as part of their presentation.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And great to have it on Xbox in general.
Is that going to be a Game Pass game?
I'd be surprised. I think the fact that it's on Xbox at all is good, but that's probably due to Kojima working with Microsoft on that weird project that no one really knows much about. Something to do with the cloud. Yeah, I think you're right though, Victoria, that this is something to bring new fans in. So they don't want to alienate anybody. They don't want to make it look too weird or too dated. For a lot of people, this is going to be the first new Metal Gear Solid game that they can play at launch in a long time. And it has to work as a place to jump onto the series again. So, yeah, I know what you mean. It does look a bit generic. But
technically very good.
Right, we've got four games left to talk about, and the first of those is another Day One Game Pass release, Manor Lords, which I hadn't heard about before. It looks like one of those games that makes me think to myself, I'm really happy, whatever bad stuff is going on with like climate change and how we're messing up the world, I'm really happy that we're not living in the mud and the dirt and the mass... like medieval warfare of Manor Lords.
I love that's what you took from the trailer. You know what? It's not so bad here.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty bad here, but I...
It could be worse. Like, we could be all holding, like... We could be all holding pikes and shields.
Yeah. You know, well, there's no insulation in those castles, clearly. Like.
This is a very, like... This is historically accurate medieval town building and warfare. It doesn't look that fun, but I mean, living there doesn't look quite fun. The game looks good.
I quite like that kind of setting, actually. Not necessarily for me to go back and live in. I quite like having a draft-free existence. But I'm not a big fan of sort of... I'm not very good at tactical battle simulating building stuff. So I think the game actually looks pretty cool, but it's not a game for me.
Yeah. I played a lot of Age of Empires as a kid, but I also used the cheats a lot. This looks very in-depth and complicated, which I think a lot of people will like. But I think I tend to get a bit lost on... What was the sort of political game that came out a couple of years ago? Is it Crusader Kings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I played that and I was completely lost after about 30 seconds.
When you said the political game that came out, I thought you were going to talk about, is it Tropico or something?
No, it's still medieval, what? But it's all about politics of different nations, and it's incredibly confusing.
No. I like the look of those games, but I have not got the brain cells to be able to compute them.
Same.
Next up, we saw The Finals, which is another project from Embark Studio. Embark Studio was founded by people who used to work at DICE. And they were working on, or are working on, Ark Raiders for a while. And we haven't really heard much about Ark Raiders for a while. There was a closed alpha earlier this year. But this is one of the other projects that they've been working on. And... it's a online team-based shooter.
I'm kind of curious. I might try out the beta for this. This is the one with the beta, isn't it? I think it was a beta. I think yes. I might try the beta, just because I do like the odd shooter shenanigans in my downtime. Very stress relieving.
See, I'm not a massive shooter fan or like online player particularly, but I actually really like the look of this for some reason. And not so much for the destruction, which does look cool, but I just really like that they're playing into the kind of arena vibe. The fact that there is an arena around you, there's an announcer. It kind of almost gives me like Hunger Games vibes of like you're there to sort of battle it out and please the crowd. And I don't know, it's quite a small addition, but I just feel like it feels like quite a neat twist.
Can we both play the beta and we'll call ourselves, you can be Katniss and I'll be Katniss and you can be Peter because I've just realized that.
I will be Gale, not Peter.
Oh, sorry. Okay, fine.
Thank you very much.
But Peter's the one that gets... Okay, fine. Anyway.
Right, you Peter gets the girl.
I was going to say this way.
I'm not interested in getting the girl.
he gets something. What happens to Gale? Gale just like fine. Goes off I'll into the Peter. Woods. What does happen to Gale? Nothing.
He has a more tragic story, which, you know, I appreciate. Also, my name is Nightingale, so it's in my name. Also, he's better looking. And he doesn't just sit around at home making bread and painting people.
I like baking and painting. Yeah. I'll be Peter. Okay. I'll see you in the beta as Peter.
I did like that they announced it last night and the beta is now available. You can jump into
today?
It. Right, right now.
Runs until
and it's
there. Next week.
Until the 5th of November.
Bonfire night.
Yes. So that is cool. If you want the open pizza, he is open now.
Do you just call it the open pizza?
Moving on. Penultimate game of last night was Ark Survival Ascended, which is an odd one. It certainly looks good in the trailer. But there's a bit of controversy around this game and how it's getting people over from Ark Survival Evolved. It is on Steam Early Access today. But as we covered last night, the console release has been pushed back. So don't expect to play that on PlayStation or Xbox until November.
I still find this a very odd one, just because of the fact that it was a really good game as it was, and they shut off the servers. And I know they've got Ark 2 coming, and they had that whole hoo-ha in the past about having to try and make this bundle deal, but then they undid the bundle because people were like, no, that's rubbish. I don't know. I can't really get excited about it because that's a game that I've seen before, even though it's now looking a little bit more refined.
Yes. You can get it now on Steam. It is up now. Reviews are mixed.
I still like the idea of riding a dinosaur, though. Like Dino Riders from the 80s.
See, give me an action game about that. I'm down for it. I'm just not a survival person. It's not for me. As much as, like, the dinosaurs look very colourful.
This is why you didn't enter the Hunger Games.
Exactly.
Well, because you couldn't ride a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last but not least, absolutely not least, Alan Wake 2, a game I think a lot of us here are looking forward to. And we saw more creepy Alan Wake 2 stuff. It looks very good, doesn't it?
I didn't watch this trailer. Because I don't want it spoiled, because I know I want to play it. Anymore.
Yeah, I'm the same. I've not actually watched this trailer. I know I like the look of this game. I know that Matt headlined his roundup and he said there's a haunted granny. I'm very curious about that, but I want to find out in the game. So, but yeah, Alan Wake 2 I'm very excited for. And I assume, given that the game is releasing tomorrow, gosh, Friday, tomorrow, that trailer's not going to tell me anything I didn't already need to know, so.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It felt a bit late.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a nice inclusion, but that's not a trailer to end on, because it's not a surprise.
Yeah. And they already said before the show that there was going to be a trailer for Alan Wake 2 in it. So that wasn't exactly a grand finale or a climax.
Swap that and Metal Gear. Like, a sort of exclusive of here's some first in-game footage is a cool thing to end on, more than just, oh, here's a game out in 2 days' time that you already knew about.
Yeah. I guess to play devil's advocate, what I would say is at the end of a lot of these conferences and the Microsoft one earlier this year, we saw a lot of stuff that looked good but was a long way off. And it is quite nice to see a trailer for something and be like, I can play that tomorrow.
That is true. Yeah, so the summer one was very much like next year, coming soon. Mm. Whereas this is literally like in 2 days' time.
That's true.
A lot more immediate, yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably be out by the time you're watching or listening to this. So you'll be able to get on that if you haven't already.
I need to finish the first one.
Yes, you do. You've only had 11 years, 13 years.
13 years. You're really dragging your heel in this one, Ed.
I know. It's been like, oh, I've got time. You know, I'll get around to it at some point. And I'm like, oh, it's tomorrow. Okay.
I was like that with Lost. I finished Lost like 4 years ago.
Oh,
just
wow.
Because I was constantly I'll get around to it.
I haven't watched it.
Well.
Possibly the best TV series ever made.
Well.
But if you want to catch up on the Alan Wake story, you can play an abridged version of the game in Fortnite.
You can. You don't have to play as Fish Sticks. That's just who you chose to play as, I assume.
Yeah. But it was spooky fish stick.
It was very spooky. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're all looking forward to Alan Wake, and I certainly don't want to get into spoiler territory about it. So I think we can leave it there. Just say, it looked good.
What's the game that you're all most excited about from these?
Okay. Game that I wasn't aware of, and I bet you anything I'm going to echo someone else in this chat, is the Like a Dragon Tropical Isles. Like, I just think that looks amazing. But Alan Wake also, but that is something I've already, like, I knew I was looking forward to that already. So from new things in this, it'll be that very, I keep forgetting the island's name, I keep saying Dodongo, like in Ocarina of Time.
Dondoko.
Dondoko. I'm close. Yeah, I'm that one I just thought looked amazing. And I assume that someone else in the chat, leading the door open for you to also chime in, might say the same.
Liv?
I mean, I have to say it, don't I? Like a Dragon, because of that, the animal, basically Animal Crossing in it. No one knew about it. It's kind of just been a surprising new side mode that they've revealed for the first time. And yeah, it just looks really good. It looks really fun.
It's so much fun.
But also Dungeons of Hinterburg, because I'm quite interested in that. And it was nice to see this other, the other like bit to the game that isn't doing the dungeons. So it's cool to see that.
I think that was my favourite. But having played it at Gamescom, I sort of knew that I was going to like it. So I'm just excited to play that when it comes out. I think I'm genuinely excited about Ikaro, the new Future Lab game. I think that could be really cool.
What about you, Tom?
Alan Wake.
Yeah.
I really hope it's good and it runs good.
Yes. And it will. I'm staying so hopeful.
Yeah. There's been a lot of chit-chat this week about games not running quite as well as they should.
See, that's also why I'm taking my time over the first one, because I'm going to give to a couple of weeks just in case there's a patch that comes out.
Well, we'll see about that maybe next week. Nope. Thank you for joining. If you made it this far, it's much appreciated. Ed, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at @ed_knights on pretty much everywhere.
Victoria?
I am at Little Chop Shop Gal pretty much everywhere.
And Liv?
I am at Just Cast Holy on some social media.
And I'm at Tom Phillips. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.